This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up on Amazon, fake products plague smaller brands. A look at how the company has made it easy for small brands to sell their products to large numbers of customers, but how that has also enabled some counterfeiters to cut into their business. The details, but first, these tech headlines. Facebook said it will start removing misinformation that could spark violence, a response to mounting criticism that the flow of rumors on its platform has led to physical harm to people in countries around the world. It will now rely on local organizations of its choosing to decide whether specific posts contain false information that could lead to violence. A Facebook spokeswoman said she couldn't provide a list of organizations Facebook plans to team up with or countries where they would deploy this new policy. Japanese tech investor Masayoshi Son, who controls a big stake in Uber, called Japan's ban on ride-hailing apps such as Uber stupid, heightening a clash with government leaders who say the apps are unsafe. Japan has banned drivers from ferrying passengers for money unless they have a taxi license or a similar professional qualification. Responding to Mr. Son's criticism, an official at the Transport Ministry said ride-hailing arrangements put customers at too much risk. The medical testing giant Laboratory Corp of America is dealing with a broad cyber attack, the latest breach to disrupt companies that hold sensitive information. LabCorp said it was investigating suspicious activity but hadn't previously disclosed publicly the nature or extent of the ransomware attack. It hit one of the company's genetic testing units over the weekend, and the impact spread in the ensuing days. With ransomware, attackers lock up files and other data, demanding payment to release them. Such attacks have been blamed for widespread system freezes at public schools, transit systems, and companies around the world. Coming up, fake products are plaguing smaller brands on Amazon. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So, as the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens writes, Amazon.com has made it easy for small brands to sell their products to large numbers of customers, but that has also enabled some counterfeiters to cut into their business. Let's get more. Joining us now via Skype from San Francisco is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So according to some of the sellers that you spoke to for this article, it seems like counterfeiters have really been able to take advantage of Amazon's game, which is to offer these competitive prices. How heavy has this problem gotten?
Right. So the sellers that we talked to and the consultants that we talked to work with sellers said this is definitely a problem. We don't have any quantifiable evidence of exactly how big it is. And Amazon also said that the number of page views that consumers actually land on are a tiny fraction have been reported for infringements on copyright violations and things like that. So it's definitely a problem. It's hard to say exactly how bad it is, but something that's happening to a lot of sellers these days.
And what's made it so easy for these counterfeiters to work their game in this way?
Well, Amazon was actually founded and set up to try to promote a lot of people being able to sell on its site. So it's great for a lot of things. For consumers, it can help drive down prices because you have a lot of competition. You know, if I was to sell a bottle of shampoo or a pair of sneakers I got, you know, at Walmart or TJ Maxx on Amazon, I could actually get them discounted and sell them for a lower price than even maybe the actual brand. It's still a legitimate product, but it's something that would be a little bit cheaper. So that's the way that Amazon's designed it. The problem is that there's bad actors out there trying to take advantage of the system.
Mm-hmm. And you write about how it's the small brands in particular that really pay the price, it seems.
Right. So for years, counterfeits have definitely been a problem. It's something Nike, a lot of big brands have dealt with. But the interesting piece of this is that Amazon's made it really easy for all these small businesses to get started on its site. They've been able to develop and manufacture their own products. But some of those are really hot selling items on Amazon. So counterfeiters are coming after them and recreating that. And because they're a small brand and it's, you know, maybe not as prominent, in some cases, they're getting through the systems that Amazon set up to try to prevent counterfeiters from being on the site.
Like you said, Amazon has been doing this for a long time, and it's always been fighting counterfeiters. So what has been done or what is being done to help deal with this current batch of, problems that are arising?
So Amazon said they're definitely fighting this problem. It's something that they are constantly upgrading their algorithms, trying to make sure that they're really scanning the site to prevent any bad actors from getting on there. They've set up some different systems for sellers, too, to be able to register their brands, have a little more control over their listing page, and to help Amazon figure out exactly what to be looking for to identify a counterfeit. So they've taken a lot of action to do this. They say they have absolute no tolerance for this. And of course, if you are a consumer who happens to get a counterfeit good, that would be covered by Amazon's A to Z guarantee, which guarantees that if you're unhappy with a product, you can return it for a full refund.
Very good, Laura Stevens. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.